This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA, for Digital Muse Magazine. And I have the opportunity and the honor today to be sitting with Razzie Bailey. Thank you, Razzie, for doing this.
Well, thank you, sir. It's really a thrill to be in your first issue.
We appreciate you doing it. You've had a long career. You come from Alabama?
I was born in Alabama, and I moved to Georgia right after I got married. After I graduated from high school, and I got married and moved over there and lived in LaGrange for a long time.
Do you remember the first time anybody paid you to play music?
Very, very well. We had a little string band in the FFA, and anybody that offered us money, our agriculture teacher was very much against us getting paid. He said, these boys shouldn't get paid. This is something they enjoy doing. And, you know, so he would intervene and tell them not to pay us. But then one day, there was these people. Back then, people would have, square dances or dances at an old country house. They'd take all the furniture out of one of the rooms. And you probably never saw that happen, but it was in the South, and you know, so they'd have a big cooking and have a little moonshine tucked away somewhere, and everybody just come and have a good time, and me and some of the other guys stood there in the corner and played in this big old country house room where everything been cleared out and people dancing, and then you know, when we got through playing, they took up a little collection for us, and I think we made something like 60 cents a piece, and we were elated, because that was back in the 50s, you know, so we had enough to, you know, to go out and get a hamburger and a Coke. We was big stuff.
Well, heck yeah. So how old were you?
I was probably about 14 at the time.
So you made your first recordings, though, when you were 10 years old?
No, that's a mistake that I don't know how in the world it ever happened, because we, you know, I joke a lot and say we didn't even have electricity when I was 10 years old, but which we didn't. We lived in an old farmhouse out there in Five Points, Alabama, and didn't have running water or electricity or anything. But I hadn't really even started playing the guitar when I was 10. I started playing harmonica a little bit, like I noticed you doing a while ago, when I was about 12, I think. But I recorded my first record when I was 19, so some way down the line and doing interviews, somebody didn't understand what I was saying, and it's been quoted over, and I've been asked that question so many times.
I didn't mean to repeat.
I didn't. That is a curious question. So if I was on the other end of the mic, I'd probably be asking you. You mean you recorded when you was 10?
So what year and how did you come to Nashville?
Well, I used to, for a long time, you know, I went to Atlanta all the time because I lived in Georgia, and I didn't know anybody and didn't usually have enough time off work to come to Nashville. But so I would take songs to Bill Lowry in Atlanta, who had Lowry Music, and he started people off like Joe South and Billy Joe Royal and Tommy Rowe and the Tams and, on and on and on.
And Razzie Bailey.
Yeah. And so I'd take my songs up there to him, finally we started a label out of Macon, Georgia. I was playing in the club there, me and a guy named R.J. Lindsay that owned the club. We started out a little label called Aquarian Records and got a lot of success with a song on the label, and we just went out like the Loretta Lynn thing did and in the movie, and we went to radio stations everywhere we could find a tower and tried to do an interview and leave a little, back then smoking wasn't such a big deal, so we'd leave a little ashtray or something like that. And we got our first hit, so I started coming to Nashville.
What was your first hit?
I Hate Hating. Yeah. So I started, you know, working out of Nashville more, then coming up here to record and things like that, and had the opportunity. But I always said that I wouldn't move to Nashville, pull up roots and move to Nashville till I had a really good reason. So I didn't move up here till I had my deal with RCA and saw that it was going to yield some hits. And finally, I was spending more time in Nashville doing TV and radio and recording and et cetera, till it was, you know, more what it would actually meant I'd get more time with my family to move them up here. So that's when, and that was 1980.